The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at, which we're excited about, podcasting at podbean.com. Business on the Edge podcast. So when you get out there to podbean.com, you can do a search for Business on the Edge podcast and you can connect with us that way. We have a free subscription out there. Also, we have a premium content subscription out there. And you can also find us on iTunes, and anything that's posted on that Podbean podcast gets to iTunes within 5 to 7 days. So for example, not all of our shows are out there, but we have shows from the Faith and Business on the Edge program and shows from Money 2.0 Business on the Edge, our AM 1220 KDOW flagship show, and also original content. So you want to get a hold of that. And if you hear something and it's not out there on iTunes, typically it's 5 to 7 days before we get it out there. But we're putting up new content every single week. So you want to be a part of that audience out there. Also, you can connect with us at the San Jose Women's Business Examiner. You can do a free subscription there. You know, I don't talk about my writing for the San Jose Women's Business Examiner that often, but you can follow us there, and you can, when I put out new articles there, it comes straight to your email, so you can subscribe out there. It's absolutely free. You can find me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You can post your products, services, events, motivation, inspirational, political views, frustrations, you know what I mean. It's a group page for you to just get your information out there and network and connect. And you can always email me directly at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz or on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. with questions or comments, so you can connect with us in those different areas. Every week, I like to thank our listeners. We always want to thank our listeners for tuning in to the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. And of course, when I say business, I mean businesses across the platform, the structure, entity, which includes ministry, nonprofits, and so forth. So I want to do something new that I'll continue to do every week, and I'm going to bring you a little business news because you need to know what's going on out there. You know, God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, and we need to make sure that we understand what's going on in our world, in our business world, so we can do business better, we can do business smart, we can understand the impact that we make as business owners. Very, very important. I am excited to share our unemployment rate. I know we've had some struggles over the last, 5 years or so, the downturn of the economy, a little bit longer than that, actually, if we really look at the timeline on that. But the unemployment rate as of July 2015 is down to 5.3%. And what I'm excited about is that it's expected to continue to go down. And by October 2015, and this is reported by Trading Economics, it's expected to go down 5.2%. So we make a difference. We got to keep going in the right direction, getting jobs, creating jobs. And what we do, we're able to create jobs. And, you know, some information that I'm going to share with you in just a minute from SBA. But before I do that, there's an article. One of my favorite places to go is smallbusinesstrends.com. If that is not in your arsenal, you should have it in your arsenal. smallbiztrends.com. You'll be able to find that. And they have an article that they posted this last week, and it's called Mobilegeddon: Will Google's New Algorithms Affect Small Business? And it absolutely is. And this is one of the things that I harp on. But let me just give you some of the information that they're saying in this article, and you can go back and read it for yourself. One is that 50% of people use mobile devices to search the web. So by 2020, they're expecting that to reach 6.1 billion mobile devices. You know, there's 7 billion people in the world. So if you're not doing business on your phone, you need to start doing business on your phone. And allowing people to connect with you and your phone is your website is mobile ready. In fact, we're moving into getting our mobile application up. So we're working with a company with regards to that to move that forward. So here's something, two issues that they mentioned in this article. Number one, you risk losing business because potential customers may not be able to see all that you have to offer when accessing your website on a mobile device. And number two, you risk your business becoming invisible with Google's new change as you will fall lower and lower in search results. You want to be recognized. You want your product, your services out there. And that includes ministry products and services, connecting, you know, not just in reach, but outreach. And I'll talk a little bit about that. Real quick, SBA. What's SBA saying about small business and small business trends, which I love. You make a difference. 28 million small businesses in America account for 54% of all U.S. sales. So if you're selling anything, you are part of that statistic, so congratulations on that. Small businesses provide 55% of all jobs and 66% of all net new jobs since the 1970s. The 600,000-plus franchise small businesses in the United States account for 40% of all retail sales and provide jobs for some 8 million people. So if you think your business doesn't make a difference, it does. And then finally, the small business sector in America occupies 30 to 50% of all commercial space. Can you believe that? Of all commercial space. And that's estimated to be about 20 to 34 billion square feet. So that's a big deal. So what you're doing, hang in there with your businesses and continue to make the difference that you are making. So having said that, let me bring on my featured guest for today's show. And we have Kellyanne's Day Spa, one of my favorite places to spa out. I call them Spalicious because it is a great place to be. And so we have with us today Judith Douglas, who is the hospitality concierge at Kellyanne's Day Spa. And she's going to share a little bit about the product, services, what she does, and some of the other features that we'll get into. Hi, Judith. How are you?
Hello, Margaret. Oh, thank you for having me today.
I am glad to have you here. And so, I love Kellyanne's Day Spa.
Spa out.
You know. So tell us a little bit about what you do and about Kellyanne's, and then some of the services.
Okay. Well, you know, Margaret, we are a family-owned business, and so because of that premise, we are kind of, a little bit lower key in terms of our presentation, although we are very professional and so forth. But my husband, Tom, and our daughter, Christine, we work together to really create an atmosphere of warmth and acceptance like you would if you were in our little quaint Italian villa, because our entire theme with the spa is one of Tuscany. And so we just kind of love that feeling because it's like being home. And I think that it's good for the people to know that hospitality is a major part of what we offer at Kellyanne's. Certainly every guest who enters our doors is welcomed with a warmth of a good cup of tea, sitting on one of our comfy couches, and perhaps having just fruited water or whatever, just waiting until their technician arrives. And again, every room carries that same Italian feel with, beautiful artwork and statuary and furnishings, interior design, all those kinds of things that say, hey, you're at home with us today.
Right.
And what is nice about our facility is that we not only can take care of one or two people at a time, but we offer, this is one of my greatest joys as a concierge of the hospitality area, is that we love having groups of people. And we can have as few as four or as many as 10 or 12, depending upon the type of event. But we love to do bridal parties and baby showers and birthdays, and even we love doing business meetings. Oftentimes there are companies who want to step away from their offices and the busyness and frazzleness of that, and they come in and they take the day off and spend time with us. The use of the room is absolutely free to them, and we even throw in breakfast parfaits or sandwiches and fruit, dessert, beverages, you know, just to kind of help ease their day. They do, however, have to make a purchase of a service of some sort that kind of gives them that sense that they really do belong at the spa. That's so at any rate, that's kind of the basics of what we do. And, you know, for specific services, probably a good stop would be on our website at www.kellyanns.com, and that will give them a full, not only a menu of everything we offer, there's an opportunity for them to take a look at the spa on the About Kellyanns. We have a 360 tour there, so they can see how wonderful and warm the facility really is.
That is.
So does that give you kind of a good idea of where we're coming from?
That's fantastic. We're going to go to a commercial break, but this is absolutely phenomenal. You're going to just love Kellyanne's Day Spa, but we're going to go to a commercial. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to Kellyanne's Day Spa. And he says, why are we talking to Kellyanne's Day Spa? Because sometimes you just need a spa out. I call them spa-licious. And in fact, I have to say this, tell this quick little story. I went to Kellyanne's Day Spa on one of my appointments. And they did this treatment to my feet, this pedicure, and they called it an ice cream sundae. I was all over that. I'm just saying, if you haven't had an ice cream pedicure, you need to check that out at Kellyanne's Day Spa. So Judith, you shared so much about the hospitality, the products and what you offer, but you guys are doing something new with Costco. Can you share with our audience what that is?
Yes, we have recently contracted with Costco to be able to provide the gift certificates as they provide within each of their facilities. Now, we are typically limited at this point to the Antioch and the Concord stores. However, we are available online. And so people who want to come from beyond the realms of our immediate location, they can, you know, purchase online with Costco and get the same benefit as if you were purchasing it within the store itself. So that works out really good. In addition, just by way of information, we also, they can purchase at our website with PayPal, or they can purchase Spa Finders, Spa Wish, or Spa Week. We accept all of those gift cards as well.
Great, great ways of connecting with Kellyanne's. And what I do want to say about Judith, and she didn't mention, let's get on because we're going to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith, is that you and your husband are the music pastors at your church.
That's right. We have been there for 19 years. And, you know, we thought, well, we're limited by what we can do within the church. And then God opened up Kellyanne's. And so we have kind of made a transition into carrying our commitment to Jesus Christ into our business, where we choose to be, to follow the mandates of being good business owners and honoring the Lord with the way we handle our business, our clients, our staff. You know, we choose to be honorable to the Lord in that way as well.
Amen. Amen. Now, what I do want to say is Kellyanne's is 25 years old or 30 years old? How old?
Well, a little over 30 years old. We have only owned it for 10 years or 9 years, actually. And but it has been in existence for over 30 years in the Pleasant Hill area. Yes, that's correct.
So you are getting seasoned, services. And I want to say, yes, you're getting seasoned services on both ends, actually, in the spiritual and then just being able to spa out. And one of the things I do want to mention about Kellyanne's is that you can get there early and hang out in that Tuscan room, and you can stay late. You know, they don't rush you out the door, which I love about them. This is, hey, come and stay a while, hang out, and just kind of give yourself that time. So it's absolutely fantastic. So thank you. Thank you again, Judith, for your information. And if you want to connect with Kellyanne's, it's kellyannesdayspa.com. So let's do a little bit of bridging the gap between business and faith, and this might go into our third segment as well. But I want to share something that I think is important, and that's about taking dominion. You know, God is about us taking dominion. And you know, we hear things, you know, like, you know, we hear the word of God and we quote these scriptures and my people perish for lack of knowledge and, you know, all of these different things. But I want to share with you Psalms 8:1-9. And this is what it says. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, and thou mightiest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. You, man, he has crowned you with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. God has given you dominion over the works of his hands. He's given you dominion, and we're going to talk about that. And so all the sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So let's bridge some things here. You were born to take dominion. You were born to subdue. You were born to take ownership, to overcome. You were born by design and given authority by God to take dominion. So I have to ask you a question. So what is the problem in your businesses? And of course, when I say business, I'm including ministries because you are businesses. And so when we look at the word dominion, and that Hebrew word means to rule, govern, reign, rule over, have power. This is what God is saying to you when you read Psalms, you know, read in Psalms 8:1-9 and in verse 5 when it says that he has given you dominion. So I want to settle for you who God is. So let's get that straight. Let's settle who he is. He is God. What he says doesn't change. It does not change, not even for you. And what you think about your own limitations, God is God in spite of you. God will use you whether you like it or not. He'll find a way to use you, you know, and you'll say, well, God, I can, you know, God can't make me. Well, just ask Jonah and let's see what happened with him being swallowed up by a big fish. We don't know what type of fish, but I'm sure that he wasn't comfortable with that. But God, but what I can tell you is that we can limit God. And so let's settle who he is. He is God. Now, the number one confession that I hear out of the mouths of Christian business owners across the board, two words, I can't, .. And so there's a difference between I won't, I don't want to know, I could, but I won't, I don't know, and I can't. And the words I can't will always stop or always keep you from learning, keep you from progressing. There's a stop sign at the end of I can't. You know, I'll hear I can't afford it. That's a stop sign in front of you even being able to creatively think about the process or the possibilities of figuring out how you can acquire the resources and funds to do something. And so the words I can't eliminates your ability to progress through to an activity of allowing you to move forward. And for God, that's a language that is out of the character of God. God doesn't have the language of I can't. So he doesn't have a defeated position. He's not a defeated God. And so when you say I can't, that's a defeated confession, and it limits what God does. wants to do in your life. Okay, now he won't strong arm you in terms of, you know, but what you say, and when the Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue, those who love it will eat its fruit, you're going to have what you say. So when you have what you say, quit saying, I knew that was going to happen. Well, you knew it was going to happen because you were talking about it. You know, I can't do this or I can't do that. I don't want to. And so I want to settle for you that these are not words that are out of the mouth of God. They're out of your mouth. And if you're a saint of God, you are positioning yourself with God to limit what he wants to do in your life. We're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to tie this all together with you. And hopefully I'm going to help somebody do something greater than what they thought they could do. AM 1100 KFAX. Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are bridging the gap between business and faith here. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about taking dominion and really taking your rightful place and positioning in where God has you. And we can reposition ourselves by the way that we think and what we say. And so what I did is talked a little bit about who God is. Let's settle who God is. Now let's settle who you are. And before I get to that, I want to say two things. Number one, wrong words limits God's ability to how far he can use you. You limit God. God is unlimited at his ability and what he can do. Before we went through the break or went out of the last segment to the break, you know, I said death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat that fruit. Whose tongue will eat that fruit? Your tongue. What you say. So be careful about what you say. Number two, wrong thinking limits God's ability to how far he can get you to think. Whatsoever man thinks, so is he. You are what you think rather than what God is saying and thinking about you. And so you need to get in agreement with that when God says in Jeremiah 29:11, you know, the thoughts that I have towards you are good and not evil, to give you a future and give you a hope, give you a future and a hope. And it's good. And it's very good. So now let's settle for you who you are so you can stand up and do the business that God is calling you to do in this world. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a son of God, of the living God, who gives you the power to take dominion, the ability to subdue. You are an heir to the throne. So let's be clear. Let's be clear. You are a son and daughter of the Most High God. The Bible calls us sons of God, you know, of the Most High God, who is unlimited in his ability to do anything. So because he is able to do that and because of who he is in you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, right? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you need strength, you need to ask the one who can give you strength. So when you say things that I can't, there's no more excuses. There's no more excuses for your business not to be great. There's no more excuses in saying, I can't afford it. I can't do this. I can't do that. And I hear a lot of, you know, we got new technology. I got news for you. God knew technology was coming. Do you know the Bible says nothing is created, nothing is done without what was originally created. Anything that you see, even talking over this microphone, God created it. He put the elements in the planet for it to be constructed, for man to figure it out and have the critical thing to get to it. It was hidden. You know, there's things that are hidden in rocks. There's things that are hidden in elements. There's things that are hidden. There's things that are hidden in you. And if you just spend a little time and trust in God, then I guarantee you he will make you great for his purpose. And if you're willing to dig inside of you and trust God, the God in your life, the God that you say that you love, to do things that are out of your comfort zone, to be who he's called you to be, then you need to do it. And so there's no more excuses about your ministries not being great. No more excuses about the finances not being there. When your daddy says, I own it all. I own all. I know all the cattle, all the silver, all the gold. I have it all. Anything that you have, the Bible says that it belongs to God anyway. So if you want it, you got to go get it, because the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. And so you need to go and put on your war clothes, go get what belongs to you so your business can do what it needs to do, so you can impact the world, because you are an outreach ministry. All businesses are ministries that love the Lord, whether you're for-profit, non-profit, whatever you want to call it. You are a ministry. You are in the planet to worship God and to bring people to Christ. And so when you limit him and say, I can't do it, or I'm too old. And I hear that as well. One of the things that I hear from seniors is that I just can't learn technology. It's a new thing. God knew it was coming before he called you into business. God knew it was coming. And so if you can do anything through Christ, then Christ knows computers. Christ knows how to, you know, I was talking to a senior this week, and one of the things that she said, it was so funny. She was so cute. And she said, I have to learn how to, you know, work with these computers, you know, like she has an event coming up, and I said, is it on Eventbrite? And she's like, what is that? You know, no, I don't know how to work these things. She said, but I'm going to have to learn it, you know, and she's probably in her mid-60s to late-60s. And so I pointed her in a direction to SBDC and places that she can get classes and things. But if you decide I can't, you limit God. And so if your business or ministry is not going in the place that you want it to go, think about what you're saying that's limiting the ability of God moving in your situation. And don't blame God for what's not happening. You know, I've had to learn, you know, being a part of, you know, the Small Business Development Center, they've got this program that they use for us to use for clients coming in. And it's very intricate. They call it NeoCera. And it's like crazy. I mean, when you go in, it looks like, oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming. It could be. And when I started working with them and they contracted Business on the Edge in, I looked at it, and the training class, it wasn't for like 3 weeks. And I said, I don't have time to wait, you know. I can do all things through Christ. Holy Ghost teaches me all things. Let's just jump in and do it. And I just started using it. You know, the clients, I started, you know, surfing through it. I figure I can't break it. And if I mess something up, we can fix it in the training class. And I started doing that. And what it did is it gave me an advantage to start working immediately. And it impressed the people, the Small Business Development Center, those that I'm working with. It's like, wow, she jumped in and just started going. I said, I didn't know, you know, how to use this system, but I do know how, if I pull up a form or if I pull up something for the clients and put in the counseling information, I know how to type in your name. I know if I can just get, I'll just fish and surf through it. And sometimes you just have to go do it and go ahead and make your mistakes. It doesn't mean that you're not going to make mistakes. It means that you're going to learn through the process. Don't limit God. The Holy Spirit says, I'll teach you all things. What is all things? All. It's not just spiritual things. It's all. No more excuses. God's plan for you and your business is bigger than your limitations. If you limit yourself, you will limit God. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We're going to go to a commercial break because it's hot up in here. So let's go on and get that in.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, then you just missed a hot, hot segment. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you, don't limit God. He is unlimited. Don't put him in the way of your progression and in your future, and take the I can't, you know. And again, you know, there's things, and be honest with yourself. You know, I can't is different than I won't learn. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. And there's some things that I'm just not going to do. I am never going to be a brain surgeon. That's clear. But with my business, I had to learn things that challenged me. I had to learn how to use QuickBooks. I had to learn how to use Excel in a way that I hadn't used before, and use PowerPoint and use Microsoft Word. I had to learn some basic things that allowed me to continue to move forward. You know, so do the things that are uncomfortable for you, and trust that God will give you the grace and the ability to do it, because as I teach you all things, So he can teach you that too, you know, and connect with the right people that can help bring some tutelage to you to do things. And if it's finances that you need, you know, all of those things can be worked out. There is nothing impossible for God unless you make it impossible. So, Judith, are you still hanging in there with us?
I sure am. I'll tell you, you know, Margaret, I am just really touched by the things that you've shared in the last 10 minutes. But more than that, the thing that has really impacted me is the fact that for years as a business owner and, you know, I've had several small businesses among the many or the one that we have now, but I am really impressed that I have never really thought that you could mix your Christian life so directly with your business, and the possibilities of putting these two together in such a meldable way is just, I mean, you've made that so clear. And the, what's available to us as Christians in the church is available to us as Christians in our
Absolutely.
Business. And thank you so much. This has
Absolutely.
Been an incredible teaching today.
Thank you so much. And God be the glory. You know, he wants us to take dominion. And we have a responsibility to trust him that he is going to equip us. And that doesn't mean that he just drops information in our head and we take a pill like underdog and all of a sudden, you know, we have all of this ability. It means that we walk it out. And we walk out some hard stuff and we walk out stuff that we don't like. But we say, okay, Lord, I'm going to take a step. And if you keep taking steps, you're going to eat that elephant one bite at a time and you're going to be great. Not only that, is you're going to know what's going on in your business. You're going to know that when someone tells you that something can't be done, you're going to be able to say it can be done because you've experienced something. Doesn't mean that you have to be proficient in everything and in what you're doing. But you have to move. You have to move by faith. You have to learn some things. And then eventually, you know, it allows you to build your business. It allows you to bring in more income, to bring in more support when you don't have it and things like that. And so I'm just trying to help somebody and God be the glory. So we're going to get into some of our power resources from Power People, Businesses, and Ministry Corners. Now, you've heard from Judith here at Kellyanne Day Spa, our hospitality concierge. And we're going to give her a chance to kind of do a quick little pitch again on what they have and what they provide so that you can get a hold of her and Kellyanne's and do a spa-licious spa out with the ladies or whatever you'd like to do. But I'm going to bring on Frank Cancilla first and let him share what he has with regards to some of the real estate and things like that. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Margaret, for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining me. So you got some things going on with real estate. Tell our audience how you can be a blessing to them, because you're an awesome man of God and you're out there, you know, being a king during the week.
Well, the way I can help our listeners, basically, it is that I do what God wants me to do. So basically, I start my days by, you know, praying and helping the people that need, that God puts in my path to be able to help them. That's a one way that I can help them. And then I can help them by getting them ready to purchase a home, or if they want to sell their home, make sure that they follow, you know, they get on the right steps, because God does want us to prepare and be ready for what he wants us to do in our life. So if we are ready and prepare and do our homework, and when the time comes, God will, you know, be our source to make sure that everything goes accordingly to his will and to help you out. So I do a lot of free consultations. And one of the tips I like to give today is that if you're planning on purchasing a home, what I said last week was to make sure that you get pre-qualified with a reputable bank loan officer. And a tip I like to give today basically is that once you get pre-qualified and see what you will qualify for, to make sure that they start putting things in place for what is important in the family. And one will be, and make sure that your family is in a safe environment. The next thing should be how the education is important for your children to go to school. Transportation is very important. Those are examples that, you know, to look at to make sure that you do your due diligence to be ready to what you, you know, that you would need. And there's a whole lot more that I could go on and on to what's important.
Right.
But I would like for them to call me, and I'll be glad to sit down with any of them and give them the free consultation to have them ready.
Sure. I want to make sure that our audience knows how to get a hold of you. So go ahead and wrap up what you were saying, and please give your phone number.
Well, the best way to get hold of me is through just send a text message or call me directly at 408-821-1291. Again, that's 408-821-1291.
Thank you. And that's Frank Kinsel, real estate broker extraordinaire. I do have someone else in the studio here with me. Fantastic. This is an old friend. We just kind of reconnected. You know, LinkedIn is amazing, and Facebook and these places to reconnect you. And we've actually been connected on LinkedIn for a little while and didn't realize it until I really was paying attention to his name, Sean Toomey. And Sean is a fantastic graphic designer, and he fell into it in some interesting ways, but I want to get to the point just so we can conserve some of the time, because we've been really just getting it in this afternoon. But Sean has been working with Fortune 100 companies, you know, just doing some magnificent work, from Pixar to, you know, car dealerships and so on. And so I want him to kind of share, you know, the products that he services and how he makes it affordable for you, because he also does some of the printing and all of that. So I appreciate Sean, you know, jumping out of his day and coming out and sharing. Sean Toomey, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And so tell us about Toomey Arts. Toomey Arts, is it ToomeyArts.com?
ToomeyArt.com. Number 2, M as Mary, E as Edward, ART.com. I started off by accident. I was always an artist when I was younger and used to draw. And then by fate, I sort of almost won the lottery, and I bought a computer with my winnings. And from there, like most people, they're getting obsessed playing with Photoshop and all these other things. And I finally had a knack for it, and placement of design and things of that nature. So 20 years later, I developed a business where I offer my design for free. We can do all the layout and all of that stuff and offer that part, and then also offer the printing side of it.
Sure.
Because you have to have both. You right. can't just have, oh, give me a brochure. It needs to have something, have a message. So I give people all my years of experience and what I've gone through and deliver the product. And I can safely say no. Pretty much nobody can beat our prices.
Right. Because you're doing the graphic design at no cost, and then you're winning on being able to print as well.
Absolutely. And in terms of and that's a lot of times people end up spending extra money on setup.
Right.
Going back and forth, because they can't afford to hire a guy like me to sit up and do that for them. However, I've been doing it for so long, and there's formulas to this stuff.
Right.
And so we cut it out, make it user-friendly. We basically do everything via email. If you want to, I mean, in all these years, really, I probably don't sit down with most of my clients. Usually they email me. If we need to do a print, we can mail it. But for the most part, it's all right. Electronic.
Right. This is fantastic. Again, you can get a hold of Sean Toomey at ToomeyArt.com. And, you know, let me know how he does. So definitely connect. You know, he does some great work, so you will not be disappointed in that. And I want to make sure that we circle back with Kellyanne's Day Spa. Kellyanne's Day Spa with Judith Douglas. Again, how can the audience get a hold of you? And what special do you have going on for them to maybe get connected with?
Well, we always have specials going on, interestingly enough. And the best thing to do is just to check in with our website, and you'll see what's going on there almost daily. There's something special that we're offering. And let me just make a real point that we have people coming from all over the Bay Area and even beyond, because they really believe in Kellyanne's. Whether they want a wonderful, luxurious bath or some other type of body treatment, massage or facials, nails, waxing, we do it all. And it's all done by a friend, which is your technician. And so as we are able to minister to people in a very practical way, we're really blessed to have been given the opportunity to serve our community and people beyond with the Lord's love.
Amen. That's awesome. And I can tell you from experience, you won't be disappointed. I love it. So we want to give away is it a pedicure? What do you want to give away, Judith?
Yes. Well, most ladies and even gentlemen really enjoy the spa pedicure. It's a little bit different than a traditional. It has a few extra things on it, including, you know, the calf and foot massages, which are just to die for. So that would be something I think that any of your listeners would probably enjoy. We'd love to have them come and give us a try that way, and it would be so nice if they would bring a friend with them.
So this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. The first person that calls 408-205-4056 and say, I heard it here on AM 1100 KFAX, Kellyanne's Day Spa, I'm going to give you that package and I'll get you connected to Kellyanne's Day Spa. Fair enough. Get it done. So also, I want to share a little bit about what we have for you with our podcast. We're really excited about that. And again, we continue to get new content out there every week. And you can connect with us at podbean.com. And you can download that app to your iPhone or your Android. You can also find us on iTunes. A lot of free stuff out there in terms of our podcast. And then, of course, we have a premium subscription. You can get premium content and unique and original content as well. And that premium content is $9.99 monthly subscription, and you will not be disappointed. And I have some of my industry friends talking, and we continue to record them. So we have some very, very cool people that are going to record for us, and we already have some of those out there. And again, every week we're putting this out there, and so it's just going to grow. We're going through our archives. I've been on the air since 2011 with our flagship show, AM 1220 KDOW, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And so we're digging up some of the shows that you've never heard and some of the talks that I've had with Ann Byler, who loves God, the founder of Auntie Ann's Mall Pretzels and Ernst & Young and people like, you know, I'm trying to think of people just off of the top of my head that we've had that are working Fortune 500 companies and organizations, Wells Fargo, Intuit. You know, we're just putting, and some of this information is on the free content as well. So in any case, go out there, check it out, and you can go to podbean.com and do a search for Business on the Edge podcast, and you'll find us out there, and we can be with you all through the week. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to wrap it up when we come back. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We're going to wrap it up. So let's just recap a little bit. Kellyanne's Day Spa, if you have an opportunity to kind of check it out, do that. Wedding groups, pageant girls, groups, business groups, women in ministry groups, women business groups. And men actually are spying out. So it's not a high percentage, but if you want to just kind of get away and get, you know, whatever shaved off your feet, I'm just saying, go get that done and, you know, manicure and all of that and groom yourself. In fact, I think I'm going to take my son and husband out there and have them, you know, take a chisel, and I'm just kidding. Don't tell him I said that. Anyway, great, great place to be in with the bridging the gap between business and faith. Remember, take your dominion. God said it in Genesis that we are to multiply, we are to subdue, we are to take dominion. And, you know, God says the just shall live by faith. The just, you are the just. And so if you're living by faith, that means that your faith is constantly being tested and tried. Why? And one of the things that I pray every day, Lord, help me to live by faith. I am the just. And I'll quote and meditate on scriptures. The just lives by faith. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He provides for me. And so why? Because I want to live a walk with God that requires me to always be dependent upon Him. I don't want to be independent of God. I can't do anything without him. But if I'm dependent on him, then I'm going to continue my right standing with him. I'm not perfect. I make my mistakes. And like I said, sometimes people get on my nerves just like they get on yours. I'm just keeping it real. That's what we do. Business on the Edge is on the edge for a reason, including with my faith. And so, but the thing is at the end of the day, God is for me. If God is for you, who can be against you? Finances, technology, customers, lack of customers, competitors. If God is for you and you believe that he's for you, then who can be against you? And so make sure that you take your dominion. And again, that word dominion in Psalms 8, 1 and 5 means to rule, to govern, to reign, to have power. That's what it means. And when you study the word, dig down in there, be like a bee and get into the nectar. That's what I love about a bee. A bee not only sees the beauty of the flower, he sees the food, the nourishment that is in that flower. And he flies into that nectar and brings it back out. And the Bible, if you fly into it and pull out the nectar, it provides life to your spirit, life to your flesh, life to your body, life to your mind. Renew your mind, renew your attitude. Have the right attitude about what God has for you in your businesses, in your ministries. And ministries are not for inreach, it's for outreach. We do more inreaching these days than outreaching. Get outside of your walls. Get involved with public relations, public people. You know, I stay within the public events with different civic leaders, associations, you know, commerces. Why? Because if we want people to come to our ministries, we need to, the Bible says, if you want a friend, you first show yourself friendly. And people have lost confidence in ministries and pastors and leaders of the faith because unfortunately not everyone handled that sacred title right and mishandled people, and they're afraid. And we need to fix that. So do what you need to do. Stand and believe that God is absolutely going to do what he's called you to do if you just speak what he speaks, say what he says, that you can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're listening to, thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith in Business on the Edge.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951. Or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.